Our light makes a big impression. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. Our light makes a big impression. Really, that's true. Wherever we go, whatever we do, whoever we look at, they're all looking at our light. And what is our light? Is our light something that we really delight in? Or is our light something that we have yet to follow through on and yet to understand? And we use the thought of the Big Bang Theory, and we use the thought of an atom bursting forth with all of the things that are within it, with all the potential that's within it, with all the magic that's within it, and with this burst, it becomes the entire universe, which we look out on and call infinite. We look out on and call it something beyond our vision, beyond our view, beyond we can comprehend. We call it a light magnificent. And yet, within each one of us are billions and trillions and zillions of atoms. Atoms everywhere we turn in our body. Everything is made up of these infinitely tiny atoms. And these atoms have within them this infinitely large, this infinitely wonderful universe, light, power, vitality. It's so wonderful. But are you letting your light shine? Am I letting my light shine? Am I having this light be so bright that I'm like the universe sparkling out so everyone can look at the universe and say, wow, it's infinite, wow, it's glorious. And people sit all night long with their telescopes studying the other stars and looking around thinking, isn't that interesting, isn't that interesting? Oh, I wonder how far away that is, I wonder how old that is, I wonder. And you see, I recommend to myself, every day, I recommend to myself, Herb, what sort of light are you giving out to your world? Herb, what sort of light are you? Herb, do you like your light? Herb, do you have a happy light? Herb, is your light something very special and very grand? And then I take a few moments and I look at my light, and I look at my smile, and I say I am unconditional love, but am I really? Am I really unconditional love, that beautiful light of unconditional love that looks at everything as it is, that looks at everything as wonderful and fantastic, and with no judgments, with no expectation for them to be some, they're my creation, so they better be good. No. They are my creation, and they are good. And as I, with my light, shine upon their goodness, I find it there. Now, if I, with my light, shine upon their mistakes and their problems, I might find them. I find them if I have mistakes and problems within me. But now, if I am so bright and so beautiful and so wonderful, I will be that light that shines out and sees the bright, wonderful, beautiful self that I am. Now you say, I don't know, Herb, that messes a little bit of logic with me. When you look out at the world and you see what's going on out there, it's a pretty tough world. And I say, yes, that's true. It's a pretty tough world. It's a pretty tough world when I am at half-mast. When I am only half turned on, half looking at the world. When I look at the world with my light in dim, then yes, I see its shadows. I see its growing experiences. I see its revelations of itself little by little. But as I turn my own light onto a higher and higher amplitude, as I turn my own light into a brighter and brighter light, all the shadows fade away from all that I see. And finally, when I am my full light, just one atom of light, you might say, my goodness, what a lot of light that would be, I see nothing but my own light. And so I look out at the world, and I see nothing but my own light. I see my own purity. As pure and beautiful as I am capable of being, not capable of being, but as pure and beautiful as I am, because I am the allness, as is all my creation, but I am the allness. So I look out, and I can only see in my creation my allness when I look at full brightness. Oh, I like to play the game occasionally of turning down the brightness and seeing the shadows. And as I see them, I think, is that real? And then I turn up my brightness again and the shadows go away and I say, nah, that was just an illusion. And the illusion goes away when my light becomes brighter and brighter and brighter. My illusion goes away when I let go of anything in the outer and listen only to my inner. My illusion is not my reality. My reality is the brightness of my light, so bright that I see nothing but myself. I see nothing but my magical self. I see nothing but the wonderful being that I am. And everywhere I look, I see me. I've got my light turned up bright, and I see me. And I look at any being, any circumstance, anything at all in my world, and I see my light. Oh, yes. I see my light. My light makes a big impression, I should say. My light makes the impression of who and I, what I am, what my values are, where, what is important to me. Now, what is important to you? Where are your values? What is your light shining on? Is your light shining on the goodness, the harmony, the peace, the joy, the magic of the world? As long as you're living in this human world, in this relative world, you might as well live with the bright lights on and see everything. And see everything as good and beautiful. And you might as well live with the bright lights on and get rid of the shadows. Yes, it's the shadows that are the illusions. It's the shadows that come and go, that do not stand up very long, and that will not stand up very long, and that do not have any validity to them in reality, because they all disappear when I get myself in my perfect glow of light. When I have my light turned up bright and beautiful, when I have my light turned up so bright and so beautiful, then I only see that which I am. So as I look out on the world and I realize that my light makes a big impression, I realize that my light is the only thing that there is. My light is the only brightness, the only revelation that there is, the only thing that counts at all. That's my light. And as I live in my light, then my life is filled with brightness and filled with wonder and filled with joy. And then I can say of myself, I'm unconditional love. Because when my light is so bright, I see no shadows. So there is nothing to judge. When my light is bright and full, I see no limitations. I only see everything fulfilled. Everything glowing brilliantly in the light of my light. I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the light. I am that I am. This is my joy for myself and my joy for you. This is my joy for all of my creation. Have a great day and let your light shine and be unconditional love. Because that's who are you, that's who I am, and I see you that way. Oh, you're so wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.